Parents at 24th Elementary School in South LA voted today on who will operate the school next year. Jerome Campbell spoke with the parent who motivated her community to reform their kids' schools.
Amabilia Valedia says her 8-year-old son goes to an elementary school with unclean facilities, one of the highest rates of suspension in the district, and a difficult principal.
She didn't communicate with the parents. Even the teachers complained that they couldn't communicate with her either. And parents started taking their kids to different schools.
And so over the course of a year, the enrollment rate at 24th Street in South LA dropped from 1,000 students to 600, leaving some parents discouraged. But Valedia saw this as a reason to get motivated.
She said, and it's not fair because this is my community school, and so they get paid to provide an education here, and so they should be.
So Valedia decided to protest for a better education. An education group called Parent Revolution helped her and other parents gather signatures for a petition to change their school.
Mobilize parents, help inform parents of their rights and what they are. Or what the options are for them.
That's organizing volunteer Laurent Q. He said Valedia was a major part of the effort and helped get most of the signatures.
I'll say Miss Amabilia, I think, is like the biggest fire starter that I've seen. She's going to make sure you hear her voice.
Valedia and other parents were able to get over half the parents in the school to sign a petition to reform 24th Street Elementary.
So the four things that the parents have asked for changes have been good leadership, a safe and clean school, a culture of high expectations, and effective and competent teachers.
The parents have four different options to reform their school. They can pick from three different charter school programs or a partnership between the district and a charter middle school. Votes are being counted now, and the new decision will be enacted next school year. Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.